AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Switzerland, investigators believe sparkling candles on top of champagne bottles set off the fire at a Swiss ski resort when they came too close to the ceiling of a crowded bar. About 40 people were killed. 119 others were injured. The resort is in a small town. This man lives there.
We're finding it a really difficult experience because, like you said, it's a small local community. Everyone knows everyone, and we're all impacted in one way or another. We all know someone who knows someone. And so, yeah, I think the key message is to be there to show our support for the community.
The candles give off a stream of upward shooting sparks. Officials say they were the kind that are commonly available for parties. A grandmother and her 5-year-old grandson burned to death in Gaza.
When their tent caught fire, as thousands of Palestinians battle harrowing winter conditions in flimsy makeshift housing, and the humanitarian crisis there deepens. The nylon tent in Yarmouk caught fire on Thursday night from cooking dinner, says a neighbor. Ashraf Al-Sulwer, who lives in a nearby tent with his family of five, tells the AP, "We woke up to the sound of our neighbors screaming. They were saying, 'Fire, fire.' The reason is that they lit a fire to cook." Palestinians in Gaza have long called for mobile homes and caravans to be allowed into the area to protect them against living in impractical and worn-out tents. In Yarmouk displacement camp, many residents live in nylon tents near a garbage dump. Nylon is like fuel. It was a scary fire, Al-Sulwer says, calling for more reasonable living conditions for the people there. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appointed the head of the country's military intelligence as his new chief of staff. Zelensky dismissed his previous chief of staff amid an investigation into alleged corruption in the energy sector. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks rose in morning trading on Wall Street Friday, joining global markets to kick off a new year on an upbeat note. The S&P 500 rose 0.7%. The benchmark index is coming off a gain of more than 16% in 2025. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.3%. Markets in Europe and Asia also made strong gains. Indexes in Britain and South Korea hit records. The gains are helping trim some of the weekly losses for the market, which is closing a shortened holiday week. Markets were closed Thursday for New Year's Day. Treasury yields held relatively steady. Damian Troisi, New York.
President Trump and golf legend Jack Nicklaus are aiming to revamp the military course at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland near Washington, D.C. The president has never played on that course. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big.